Resourceful beliefs and excellence go hand in hand. Resourceful beliefs remind me that I have the ability to achieve excellence in at least one area of my life. When I look inside, I find all the resources I need to live an excellent life. Resourceful beliefs remind me of who I am. The Bible says that I am a child of God, and when God made me, He pronounced His creation good. That doesn't mean I'm perfect, but it does mean that God designed me so that excellence would be the hallmark of my life, and God doesn't make mistakes. God didn't make me like everyone else. When He created me, He threw away the mold, and He wants me to become an expert at being me. He wants me to develop the excellence that He placed within. I am one of a kind, and God created me to do a job that no one else can do. My life is a gift from God, and what I do with it is the gift I give back to Him. I will make it an excellent gift. You are different by design. When God created you, He placed approximately 30,000 genes into your chromosomes, and your genome is unique to you. Nobody on the entire planet has the same genes as you. But He didn't have to make us that way. He could have made us all clones that are identical in every respect. Can you imagine how boring the world would be if we were all the same? We would all like the same colors, enjoy the same foods, wear the same clothes, and talk the same way. God decided it would be a better world if we were all unique. He had to do a lot of bioengineering to make us all different. Creating 30,000 genes was no small task. But for God, it was all in a day's work, and it was also His crowning achievement. Humans have been on planet Earth for many millennia, and only now are we starting to understand the greatness of God's glory as it's manifested in our chromosomes. Although we are not all created equal, we are all equally created by a God who loves us. We are different by design and different in our responsibilities. Jesus said, "To whom much is given, much shall be required." Along with our genome comes the responsibility to use our uniqueness for something good. If you have a brilliant mind, then you have a great responsibility to use it to make the world a better place. If your gift is in making money, you have a responsibility to use your wealth to bless the world. God wasn't stingy when He passed out gifts. He made us in His own image, and we bear His likeness. And God didn't stop there. He has a dream for our lives that is better than anything we can imagine, and when we get in agreement with His plan, there is no limit to how good our life can become. You are God's personal creation. Thank goodness you are different from everyone else. Every day, I meet people who repeat self-talk of mass destruction. They say things like, "It's impossible to overcome my addiction to methamphetamine. I've made too many mistakes, and my life is over. There is no hope. I'm so depressed, there's no way I will ever feel good again. I've been to rehab 3 times, and I will never be free from alcohol. I can't believe how stupid I am. I've wasted my entire life. I'm a bad person, and there's no way I can turn my life around. I don't like who I am. I am unworthy of anyone's love." People engaging in self-talk of mass destruction need to learn some new self-talk. Repeating the following affirmation 20 times could actually change their life. They need to repeat this self-talk until their mind starts repeating it back to them. Here's the self-talk. "God loves me and accepts me the way that I am, but He loves me too much to let me stay that way. God loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I open my heart and mind to the power of His love. For the rest of my life, I will max out on God's love."